Good evening, Abbasai. Good evening. I hope everybody had a good day. We're going to clarify tonight the halachas regarding somebody who has regarding a person who has eaten on, say, Shabbos, and it's shalashudas, and it slept long after Nacht. And now the question is with regards to Retzei. Similarly, if it was Chodesh and it slept long after Nacht of Motzer Rosh Chodesh, now as to whether you should say Yalev Yovoi. And similarly, if you ate on Chanukah Purim and it's gone into Nacht post Chanukah Purim, as to whether you said Hananisim. So this is not about somebody who's forgotten anything, because we've covered all Zalachas about forgetting, so we're not going to forget to forget. But what with somebody who is going into Nacht? To what extent is it still that relevant day? So we learned yesterday the basic halach, which is sefiut. We're going to go over that now briefly. Bottom of page 186. If you ate and Shabbos went out, he should mention retzei after Nacht. Yes, he does mention retzei after Nacht. During benching, we go according to the very beginning. If it's Nacht, don't worry about it. If you started when it was still the time to say relevant Retzei, relevant Yalev Yovoi, Hanetzim, that's when you started. So it doesn't matter that it's Nacht now and it's not that day anymore. Okay, that's what we learned yesterday. Now, I want to first mention the following Shaila. What will be the halacha with regards to, say, Shabbos? So he ate Shalashudas, he washed and he ate, and now it was Nacht. He's not finished yet, he still needs to go strong, there's still a bit more to come. But now he knows there's a Ma'ariv now, and he doesn't want to miss the Ma'ariv. So it's Nacht, he goes out, and he davens Ma'ariv, and he's back, and now he continues. Carries on. Now, we learned earlier that you're going to say Retzei even after Nacht. Now, I want to ask you, does this also apply in the case we just discussed now? The fact that he davened Ma'ariv, does that make a difference? Yes or no? Similarly, if it was Purim, and he's going to say Alanisim by benching. He started the Suda on Purim, and he washed, made a moitzi, ate the first course, second course. Now it's Nacht already, but he still needs to, there's more to come. But it's Nacht, now he knows there's a Ma'ariv now, he doesn't want to miss Ma'ariv. So he davens Ma'ariv, and now he comes back and he continues. Will he still say Al HaNisim? Yes or no? Does that make a difference, the fact that he davened Ma'ariv?
He mentioned his intention beforehand. If he davens Ma'ariv, has he got the intention?
Yeah, he knows he's going to carry on. Absolutely, he's never going to miss that dessert.
Then he would say, yes.
He would, afterwards, still continue. When he comes back, he will say that he'd say.
Because he had the intention.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. So it's not as a chadas. Although your point is a valid point, let's see if it's that. No, as a chadas issue here. Stira, you're saying it's a stira. Says the Mishnah Bura, in the middle of Sefkot Lam and Beis, Ve'kosvu achronim, the achronim right, the aim is Palel Ma'ariv. If he daven Ma'ariv, are you with me? It's the fourth line in our editions of the wide lines. Dem is palel Ma'ariv kodim birkas hamazon. If he pardon, I'm in the middle of Sifkot Lamed Beis. The lev, it's the heart of the sif. Dem is palel Ma'ariv kodim birkas hamazon. If he davened Ma'ariv before benching, shuv einoy maskes shel Shabbos birkas hamazon. He will not be able to say Retzei afterwards anymore, the Mechze, because it appears to be Kesasra Adodi, like a contradiction in terms. So, we are learning now that whilst it is true to say that after Nacht, you'll still say Retzei, and Amenesim, and Yalev Yovoi, the fact that it's Nacht doesn't matter, Lo Nifkach Yuvoi, but if it have Ma'ariv, then it's not true anymore. And the reasoning is, because one second, what did you say now? You said the weekday Ma'ariv? You said the Ma'ariv of weekday. So how can you say Retzei after benching? Are you a magician or something? How can you say Retzei? You can't say Retzei.
It's not logical then, because if you're not davening and it's still Nacht, it's still a different day. Why should it depend if you say Maariv?
Yeah, now, I hear your point. I hear your point, and I'm going to explain it as follows. Now, the point is, do you hear the question? What do you think? Can you repeat the question?
If you're not, if you haven't done Maariv, and you can still say it, say even at Nacht, if you haven't done Maariv, so you can still say it. But why should that be a difference? Because it's still the next day. So whether you say Maariv or not say Maariv is irrelevant, surely. It's still technically the next day.
It's still technically the next day.
Even if you haven't said Shabbat, if you haven't...
You don't get Shabbat. There's a concept of Maariv. So now that you've finished Shabbat, you've got to bench.
So what Rabbi Feingold says is what the poskim explain, very much in line with what Rabbi Feingold says, the way they explain this Mishneh Berurah, and that's the concept, there is a bit of a machlokes about it, let's be honest. But the way the Mishneh Berurah learns is as follows, according to poskim. So that there is a concept of mechzik stira. Whilst halachically speaking, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. That really after Nacht, it's weekday. It is. It's Matzah Shabbos now. It is. But there's something called an open contradiction. You can't make an open public contradiction. You can't, on the one hand, say Atochen Antonu, the weekday Ma'ariv, and at the same time make say 5 minutes later. That doesn't make sense. However, if you're not making a open public contradiction, so you're just carrying on Shabbos a little bit. It's true, really, it's Matzah Shabbos already. But you're not openly making a statement over here that doesn't make any sense. So fine, so you're schlepping, you're machin Shabbos a little bit. You're doing Matzah Shabbos a bit later. So you didn't have so you know what? Ma'ariv a bit later. Ma'ariv a bit later. So it's still Shabbos in your world to some extent. So you can say, let's say.
What happens though?
Are you going to say it's Matzah Shabbos ready? It's true, but it's not open, it's not public.
So you're
Definitely. So you should have Ma'ariv now, and you should lose the Ratzei.
Yeah,
you should lose the Ratzei. Oh, very good. Says the Pshlom Zaman. I was scared of that question because it's not clear. Pshlom Zaman asked a question. So that Mishneh Berurah says clearly that the Mishneh Berurah says if you have Ma'ariv, you've lost the Ratzei. If you have Ma'ariv, you lost the Ratzei. This is very Rabbi Sai. I don't know how you work on Purim, but if you're okay to daven Ma'ariv? Are you okay to daven Ma'ariv normally on Matzah Purim? Are you okay to daven Ma'ariv? Yeah? Yeah, if you're one of those people that daven Ma'ariv on Matzah Purim, then the question is, what, and then often there's not so many, it's hard to catch Ma'ariv, especially in places like Edgware, and so it's quite hard to catch a Ma'ariv. Not that many Ma'arivs. So it's really a problem. I think Edgware is a bit of, it's a problem. So if you've got 1 minute and you're still not finished the meal, then you should have Ma'ariv. You should now get up and have Ma'ariv. But you're going to lose that anisim of the Suda, which is a big shame. But that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. You haven't got a choice. You can't have Ma'ariv b'chidus because of your anisim. Does that make sense? So again, halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi said, if you're in the middle of a meal on Purim, and the only Ma'ariv you're aware of is a Ma'ariv now, go and have Ma'ariv if you can. Without support on the sides. You just go and daven Ma'ariv. And if you can, and now it's Tata Besasri, we said it's a contradiction. You can't daven Ma'ariv and later say Al Nisim. So fine, so tough luck, you've lost Al Nisim. Tough luck.
Should you say Al Nisim now, bench and then go?
Yeah, if you can, even better. Yeah, absolutely, if you can. But you should know that the dessert you're going to have later is not part of the mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah. Yeah. It's fine, but pardon? So that's, we taka don't do that. The Gemara says we shouldn't do that. To daven Ma'ariv early before Nacht.
In some places, Shabbos goes out like midnight.
Yeah.
Daven Ma'ariv early.
Yeah. Before Nacht.
Yeah.
So what are you asking as to whether...
You have
Shabbos shoot afterwards?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to do then. I don't know. It's a good one. I don't know.
In Scotland,
I don't know what you're going to do. I really don't know what you're going to do then. I don't know, it's a really interesting shayla, I don't know what they do. But now your question is about Pshlom Zalman. Rabbi Yashiv asked the shayla, I don't know why there was no earlier poskim discussing it. I don't understand why. But the question that the contemporary poskim ask, Pshlom Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, they ask, okay, so what happened if somebody says, Baruch Hamavdil? You needed to switch on the light, you needed the fridge, I don't know, you needed to do something, I don't know. And now you're in the middle of the shayla shudas meal, and now you need to say, Baruch Hamavdil. And now you said, Baruch Hamavdil. Okay, now, what happens with your Ratzei now? You haven't daven Ma'ariv. You didn't daven Ma'ariv. You're going to daven Ma'ariv later. Okay, you've got Rabbeinu Tam in you later. It's fine. But you've said that Baruch HaMavdil. And what happens now? It's a really, really good child of that. And you know what? What do you say? So therefore, it's Tata Vesasa. It's Tata Vesasa. It's a contradiction. You do not say Ritzeh later on. Does everybody agree to that? What would you do? Shalashudas, you said Baruch HaMavdil. Baruch HaMavdil Mekodesh Chayim, Na'al Choshech. And you carry on the middle, now you're going to bench. Do you say Ritzeh yes or no? It's fascinating. You don't say Ritzeh. It's really interesting that post-Kim don't address this earlier. Yeah.
Maybe Mala actually being in Shabbos there of saying Baruch HaMavdil, because Baruch HaMavdil is not good enough. It's not good enough to order to...
It's a tzorchin. There's a sofek in various poskim, a shtikla mashmos in bialocha later. So it's a tzorchin. There's no clear psak on this one. There's no clear psak. So you better avoid it. It's no clear psak. Yeah.
Does it make a difference if
he did or didn't say Atachan? No, he will not. And I'll tell you why. It's a good question as well. Poskim speak about that as well. It doesn't make a difference as to whether it's Atachan or not, because either way you say the weekday Ma'ariv. It's a weekday of Shemana Esra. And a weekday of Shemana Esra cannot follow by Ratzeh. Even if you forgot Atachan. It's very good. I saw the Poskim speaking about this. But it doesn't make a difference. Yeah.
If Shabbos is going into Yom
Tov. Oh, that would be now. Says the Bialoch. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Very good, Shaila. Very, very good, Shaila. Says the Mishnah Berurah now, and that's Tzivkot Lamed Gimel, and it's a very, very geschmacky Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel says as follows. So we learned that in general, if you've got, forget about Ma'ariv, if you're just eating shalashudas and you're going straight into Nacht, so you're going to say Ratzeh, right? If you didn't say Atachan HaTorah, you did not Ma'ariv. Why? Because Bosa Ascholas, you go from the beginning. Lefichoch, Afim Cholosh Chodesh Motzeh Shabbos. Ah, says the Mishnah Berurah Shaila, what happens if Motzeh Shabbos happens to be Rosh Chodesh? So, Shabbos is Shabbos, and Motzeh Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. And now, what happened was that you slept your shalashudas long into Nacht, and now, you're going to be at the bench. Now you're going to say Ritzeh, but hold on a sec. You're going to say Ritzeh, what about Yalev Yavoy? Do you see Yalev Yavoy or not? That's the Mishnah Berurah, and the whole long Geshmak of Mishnah Berurah is going to ask this Shaila. Before we start the Mishnah Berurah, what would your gut feeling be? Again, Shaila is as follows. You ate Shabbos, shalashudas, and you didn't bench yet. Going into Nacht, and you didn't say Atochan Anton, you didn't say Ma'ariv, nothing. And now it's deep into Nacht, and now it's Rosh Chodesh. So Yom Tov is, let's leave out Yom Tov for the moment. It's Rosh Chodesh. Now you're going to bench. No, now the question is, do you say three options? Do you say Ratzeh, option number one? Do you say Ya'alev Yavoy, option number two? Or option number three, do you say both? You can't say both, because... You can't have both ways. Pardon? Some people say both. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah say. What would you do?
Both.
Both. You have to change seats. You have to change seats.
Why shouldn't you say both?
Why not?
It's a
stira. What is it? Rosh Chodesh day? What is it? Is it Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos? What is it?
Shabbos.
You better make up your mind. Is it Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh?
No,
I'm talking about Motzei Shabbos. I'm talking about Motzei Shabbos being Rosh Chodesh.
Sorry, okay.
Says the Mishnah Berurah the following. Lefichach, af im chal Rosh Chodesh b'Motzei Shabbos, even if Rosh Chodesh falls on Motzei Shabbos, yaske b'virkas ha-mozen shal Shabbos levad v'shul Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah initially says, you're going to say Ratzeh and you will not say Yalev Yavoy. You're benching on Motzei Shabbos, which is Rosh Chodesh? Really, 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 really is Rosh Chodesh. But you're not going to say Alev Yavoy, you're going to say Ratzeh. But Mishnah Berurah continues. This is only if you finished the meal early. Avalim ochal paskam balaylo. Ah, says the Mishnah. What happens if you ate more into Nacht?
If you're eating in the day, isn't that...
No, he says deep into Nacht, like past Ben Hashmoshes. If you finish in the day,
still any Shabbos, isn't that
happening? No, because you're benching Banacht, and you didn't eat Banacht. You benched... half an hour after Nacht, but you didn't eat. Yeah. So then he said, but now he says, what happens is, if you carried on the meal, you carried on eating into Rosh Chodesh Motzeh Shabbos. Now he says, if you eat bread also by night, please note bread. bread, yeah? How about even if you ate bread by night, v'yesholov chiyuv lehaskir gam shalosh chodesh. Now you have an obligation to mention shalosh chodesh. Yalev yavoy. V'shneem, and both of them, retzen yalev yavoy, ief shalehaskir, you can't mention both. It's a contradiction. It's a total contradiction. I can't say retzei and yalev yavoy. I can't do both. Teich yoyim abayim ha-shabbos zeh. How can I say yoyim ha-shabbos zeh? V'achkach peyim ha-shchoydish zeh. Can't say today's ha-shchoydish, today's Shabbos. Doesn't make any sense. Make up your mind. The Rosh Chodesh, who be Emrishin? Rosh Chodesh is Sunday. And on Shabbos, you have to make up your mind. Im kein therefore mutav laskish Rosh Chodesh zeh chiyuv shekula alma. He said, no. If that's the case, if you carried on eating into Motzei Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and you eat bread, you're going to omit the Retzei and you're going to say the Yalev Yavoy. Yeah. That's what he said now. Ma she'en ken baskoras Shabbos. But with regards to Shabbos, the Yesh Plukta ben HaRishonim chayev laskir klal k'shemoch b'motzei Shabbos, since there's opinions as to whether you should say Retzei or not, so leave it. I'm skipping the brackets. Ochein, however, you want to say something, yeah? Very good. So there's a duke over here that the poskim are medayik from the Mishnah Berurah that it has to be dafka pas. It sounds like it's dafka if you ate bread. So some poskim want to be medayik if you didn't eat bread. The halacha won't be like that. If you had mezonos after nacht, some say that you're not going to say yalev yavoy. I know, but some are saying it's lav dafka and some want to be medayik. Yeah. So what happens if you just drank? Mezonos, but you're saying it's the same. It's lav dafka pas. It means anything substantial. I know it's not so poshut. Yeah. What do you want to say? Yeah, so Levi's continues the Mishnah. Achim Motzei Shabbos Chanukah lePurim. If you have Motzei Shabbos Chanukah Purim, and I don't remember when this happens actually. Motzei Shabbos to Chanukah and Purim. Purim is on Motzei Shabbos. That's right. Yeah. So Tanis Esther is on Thursday, Mukdam, and then Purim is on Sunday. Yeah. Right. So Purim is very good, perfect. Imagine on Shabbos, Shaiyat Jalashudas, and you didn't, and then you carried on. You didn't have my You didn't say the chanukah. You carried on the meal, and now after, like it's really into Purim, now you're benching. And let's say you even carried on eating into Nacht. What do you say now? Retzei, or do you say Ananisim? What are you going to say now? You ate on Motzei Shabbos, Purim. What do you do? What do you say? Both. But again, it's Tatas Asas, it's a contradiction. How can you say both? It's Motzei Shabbos now. Is it Shabbos, or is it Purim? What is it? Make up your mind. How? Is it Chanukah? Is it Purim or is it Shabbos? What is it? Is it Sunday or is it Shabbos? What is it? Sunday. It's Sunday, so don't say Retzei on Sunday. Do you normally say Retzei on Sunday? Right? Yeah, exactly. Even on Purim. Yeah. Correct. Well, not in this country. Yeah. So it says, but now it says in Mishnah, Ochen Motzei Shabbos Chanukah Purim. Afilu im gomas adosu belaylo. Even if you finish the meal into Nacht, eino maskei shel Chanukah Purim rak shel Shabbos levad. He said, no. When it comes to Chanukah Purim, the halacha is different. Just to confuse us a bit. If it comes to Chanukah Purim on Motzei Shabbos, you're not going to say Ananisim. Because you know what says the Mishnah is not ma'akev. It's not so critical. The Alanism of Chanukah Purim is not critical. So therefore, let's have clarity. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you carried on eating after Nacht, it depends. If it's Rosh Chodesh, you're going to say Yalev Yavoy, you're not going to say Retzei. But if it's Chanukah Purim, what did I just say now? Sorry. If it's Chanukah on Rosh Chodesh, I'm really getting my love. If it's Motzei Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and you carry on eating into Rosh Chodesh, then, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're going to say Yalev Yavoy, and you're not going to say Retzei. However, if it is Motzei Shabbos, and it is Chanukah and Purim, No, you don't say both. So you don't say both. You never say both. According to Mishnah Berurah, you never say both. At this point. We'll soon speak more. But at this point, we don't. Says Mishnah Berurah, if it's Chanukah Purim, since Alanisim is anyway no ma'akev, you are not going to say Alanisim, and you are going to say Retzei. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says at this point. But let's carry on. That's what many achronim hold. Some, however, hold. If you've got Motze Shabbos, which is Chosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, that's your opinion. Some say that actually you can say both. You're going to say it's Tatus Asra. You know what? We'll get over it. It's one of those kashas that you're going to just have to answer somehow. You're going to say Yalev Yovo, and you're going to say, how can it be? Is it Sunday or Shabbos now? What is it? The answer is, I don't know, but you're going to say both, Naval. So, logically, it's very hard to understand, but the opinion holds, you're going to say Ratzen Yalev Yovo. We don't mind the fact that it's a contradiction. You're going to say both. You know what? No problem. You know that Reb Chaim Briska had the statement, he said that von a kasha starb man nicht. You never die from a kasha. He says, you go have a kasha over here. How can you say Ratzei? And Hayalev Yavoi, how can he say both? Is it Sunday or is it Shabbos? Well, it's a good, very good question. But for the moment, I'm going to have to say both. You'd say and Yalev Yavoi. Now, I don't know how the Mishnah Berurah paskens, but I'm not sure. What does it sound like to you that the Mishnah Berurah paskens? They don't say both? So, many poskim do hold, however, that based on a yesod that the Mishnah Berurah often passes with his second opinion. The second opinion is normally the hachra, the basoi. Yeah, so it's not so posh. Very good. It's not so posh because his nusach is a bit vague over here. So this remains a machlokes until this very, very day. Into the 2017s, we've got a machlokes, a poskim, what to do exactly. And both all the poskim, whether it's Dan Weiss, Avosna, Moshe Feinstein, they all have. But we've got basically two opinions, and it's various minhagim. If you ate, there is opinions, clearly. Yeah, that's probably what Rabbi Feingold, that's probably what Chassidim do, no? They say Ratzei into Nacht, even if you carried on eating. If there's Yalev Yovoi, that is. Pardon? They'll say both. So on Shtibel, if there is Rosh Chodesh on Motze Shabbos, they'll say on Motze Shabbos, they'll say in Yalev Yovoi. That is like the second and final opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, that everybody agrees. If there is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, everybody agrees you're going to say both. That's not a start of his asa. So, yeah. If you ate into Nacht, there are such opinions. Now, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring such an opinion. Yeah, but the truth is, there are such opinions. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote them.
And also, his reason for saying on Chanukah and Anisim, he says it's Rishus.
Yeah, it's not my Akiv.
Neither is Yalev Yavoi Akiv. So why do you...
Yeah, that's a valid point. That's a valid point because Yalev Yavoi Yom Tov is my Akiv. Correct. Correct. So, Rabbi Sai, pick your choice. That's all I can say. Yeah? That's the opinions over here. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Seif Kotlan Medalet reminds us again that V'hushalo Yispal Arvus, I'm quoting in the middle of Seif Kotlan Medalet. Again, it's only if you have not Davin Ma'ariv. If you have Davin Ma'ariv, the case is clear. If you have Davin Ma'ariv, the case is clear. And if you say Baruch HaMatim and Kodesh Techol, then you get into trouble. Then you get into deep trouble. Because then you're really going to be muddled up. If you say Baruch HaMatim and Kodesh, so better say that. So you might say there is all types of etzes amongst the poskim, but these are the basic guidelines. Yeah. Then you're really, if you've said proper Avdolah, that would be a good question. That again, you have, if you said Avdolah, then you're going to say, it's Tata Sassam. Okay, what we covered tonight, Rabbi Isai, we learned that generally speaking, if you've got a stira, then it's got two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah. The first opinion holds that you're going to have to go according to the Rosh Chodesh, unless if it's Alanissim, you wouldn't. But in Ma'ariv, we made a very clear point that you've anyway gone into weekday. And the second opinion holds that it doesn't matter the fact that it's Tata V'Sasa. Okay, and we'll start Kuf Pei Tes tomorrow.